Good afternoon. You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. Houston and its surrounding areas are struggling through another day of dangerous floods. People from across the country have rushed to Texas to aid in ongoing search and rescue missions. Among them is Ohio Task Force One. 49 team members left Ohio last Thursday and arrived in Texas Friday. Jack Reel, deputy fire chief in the city of Columbus, was among them, and he joins me by phone now. Good afternoon, Jack. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Oh, no, thank you.
To start, give us a thumbnail sketch of Task Force One and what it does.
Task Force One is one of 28 federal FEMA urban search and rescue teams. Our task force, Ohio's, is made up of primarily firefighters, but also civilians, police officers, nurses, doctors, who provide a wide range of search and rescue capability, primarily to natural and man-made disasters, whatever they need, search and rescue, boat operations, a number of things.
Tell me what you've been working on so far down there.
We've been doing a lot of boat operations. That's primarily where what we're here for, swift water rescue. So we've been doing primarily boat operations. Yesterday, we evacuated a nursing home with 80 residents and 25 staff using our high water vehicles. We are assisting with developing a search and rescue plan for the local agencies so that they can confirm that they've got people evacuated appropriately. And we're also helping with identifying areas of risk.
How many people have you helped so far? Do you have any numbers there?
We did 105 yesterday out of the nursing home. We did 50 out of the boat operations. The night before, we did 12 overnight out of the boat operations. So we're into the hundreds right now. Our first day, we were in further west of Houston. So we did a lot of the assessments and help out in the areas that were affected by the wind primarily and the storm surge. And now we're nearer to Houston where it's primarily flood operations.
You mentioned areas of risk. Are you expecting it to get worse? Are experts expecting it to get worse down there?
From what we understand right now and from our own observations, the water is still rising in areas. So, yes, we expect some areas to continue to get inundated that weren't, and other areas are draining appropriately. So the area we were in yesterday has drained to the point where access has become less of an issue. And things are starting to get back, kind of back to, I won't say normal, but people are starting to be able to move around a little bit better, whereas areas to the east of here are actually getting worse at this point. So,
on that note, what are people saying? What are they worried about?
Well, obviously, they're worried about a lot of things. They're, mostly making sure that their friends, family, and loved ones are safe. But after that, really their number one thing that we've heard from each of them is they are thankful. They're really thankful for, that the fact that they were able to get through this, and they're thankful for having people that are willing to come and help them.
How does this compare with other disasters that Task Force One has worked with, or that you've worked with Task Force One?
Compared to Hurricane Katrina, another hurricane weather event, Hurricane Katrina was a lot more of storm surge and wind damage, but in terms of flood damage, this is by far the worst we've seen. And I don't know that my lifetime I'll ever see anything worse, but when you take an area as big as the Houston metro area and put it underwater and then make that water, very fast water, it's a difficult environment to work in. It's a difficult environment to make sure that, the 7 million people in this metro area are safe. So I don't know that we'll ever see anything as significant as this, but it's really mind-boggling, and the pictures do not do justice to it.
Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you. Have a great day.